Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Santa Anita. Live Thoroughbred racing is back at iconic Santa Anita Park. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By Today's Racing Digest, a handicapping lesson in every issue. And by the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in San Diego. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's VetOnBruce.com, selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to a Kentucky Derby edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo, broadcasting from the South Point Hotel, where the gates have just opened to the ballroom here at the exhibit hall. And John Herdun, who is with me. John, it's like the old days, a mad rush to get your seats, right, for the viewing party, which is free here, where the parking is free. And we'll talk about some of the food prices later on, but this is a player-friendly environment.
It certainly is. It looks like it's the running of the bulls, you know, when they don't make a charge in. It's terrific. It's a beautiful.
Isn't it fun to see?
And it's comfortable, and there's plenty of kiosks and windows open. No one's going to get shut out despite all the people here. Right. It's really a terrific atmosphere.
Yeah, we'll talk about the seminar in your segment later on, but I want to bring in a guy who's been doing some seminaring himself, my regular co-host Bob Ike, who was over in Summerlin at the Rampart over the last night while we were doing the one here at the South Point. Jay Pribman, our former regular host, and Bob Biker over there. Bob, good morning. Happy Derby Day. Oh, I guess Bob dropped off for a sec. We're going to reconnect with Bob. Anyways, yeah, we are here at the South Point, and I'll talk to you a little bit about our seminar since we have a second. I mean, full house down in the Grand View Lounge. After the full day of racing, they stuck around to listen to us, and we had a lot of fun.
It really was, and it was such a nice crowd, really a great group of people. You had people flying in from all over the country.
Isn't that neat?
It was really, it felt good. It really did.
You had a gang from New York that came into play, and one of the guys is in a wheelchair, so it takes an effort. How about that?
It really was something special. You know, he emailed me about a month ago that he made reservations to come out with five other friends. You know, it really tells you something, that people still care.
It really does.
Yeah.
Do we have Bob back yet? Apparently we do not. Well, I'll talk to you a little bit about what happened. Let's talk about the Kentucky Oaks yesterday. Always a runner. Third lifetime start only for Chad Brown. How about, you know, and he's trying to pull off the same feat today with Emerging Market, but he got the job done, and it was a terrific race.
And a terrific story. The horse, as a two-year-old, had pneumonia and was never able to, they didn't even know if the horse was going to live, you know.
Yeah.
And then a year later to make it and win the Kentucky Oaks in only a third career start, that's a terrific training job and really a terrific story.
It really was. And, you know, you saw Jose Ortiz aboard, only his fifth win of the day yesterday.
Well, the brothers had eight winners.
Right, yeah.
And they started off today right in the first race. He was on a winner again.
Well, so, that was Irad on, right, the winner.
Well, he's got to catch his brother. it's family feud kind of thing, but it worked out well.
It's been the Ortiz show so far this weekend at Churchill Downs. You're in the gate for race number three as we're broadcasting here. But looking at that, besides the Oaks, besides the Ortiz story, let's update a little bit what's happening in the Kentucky Derby. And once again this morning, there was another defection.
And they still have about 5 hours, I think. So hopefully that was the end of it. They started with 24. Only 19 are going to end up running. You know, it's unusual to see five late scratches out of the body of the race.
It's becoming more common with all the regulatory vets and the protocols that go on. And the horse that came out today was the Puma, who was a live runner in this race.
I think the horse was like 5 or 6 to 1. And, you know, it was a horse with some sort of a great story behind it. You had Taylor Swift and Mike Ivorone buying into this horse in the last couple of weeks, and now they're not going to get to go. You know, it's terrible. It's sad for the owners. They put so much money in. They come out to the Derby. They bring family and friends and everything.
And it's not cheap to make
cheap,
that trip.
It's not cheap at all. So, you know, it's just the vets, I think they've gone a little bit overboard, to be honest with you. It's not good for the game. No one's happy about it, but they got to find a happy median, you know.
Yeah.
These trainers know their horses. They're not going to enter horses. They know that you can't have a guy that's just looking at a horse for the first time and make a decision, where a trainer lives with these horses 24/7.
Right.
You know, it just doesn't seem fair.
Yeah, and, you know, conditions today, they are fast and firm at Churchill Downs right now. There is some rain in the area, but I don't know if it's really going to make any difference today. The temperature is going to be in the low 60s. I think we're going to hold the faster firm conditions throughout the day.
Well, that track dries out faster than any track in the country. And by the way, that turf course is terrific, because they had a ton of rain on Thursday and Friday. And you watch the turf races, you didn't even know. There wasn't one divot kicked up or anything. It looked like it was kind of speed favoring, to tell you the truth. But that's what it is.
We got Bob Ike back in. Let's get him in while we've got him connected. Bob, welcome back to the show, and tell us a little bit about your seminar at the Rampart.
Hey, guys, sorry about that. Completely lost cell service contact over here. The seminar went great. We had a really good time, a nice turnout. I did our usual showing the prep races, which people seemed to really like, went through our betting strategy. Jay Privman joined us, and it was overall a very good, successful night. How about you guys?
We had a full house there, and John Harduna is with me. He had a great time, and he had some New Yorkers ship and win out and come out here to Las Vegas. Well, let's hope they win. And so that was great to see. And we went over the late scratch today of the Puma, Bob. We talked a little bit about the conditions. It looks like it's going to stay fast and firm, even though there's some rain in the area. So we're up to date on that. We talked about the Oaks. So let's talk a little bit about the Derby itself. You know, you've done the work, obviously. We all have. So how about a quick overview from your perception of the Kentucky Derby today?
Wow, this race is really scratched down, hasn't it, guys? I mean, who would have thought three all-stars were going to get in? And, you know, had they not made the the scratch time yesterday at 9 a.m., that fourth also eligible would have gotten in today with the scratch of the Puma. So obviously, you know, some firepower is taken out of the race. I've ended up landing on two horses as sort of my top choices. Originally was super high on Chief Wallaby, going back to his Fountain of Youth, which I loved. I thought he ran well in the Florida Derby. I think the blinkers are going to help this horse. He just kind of wouldn't push through that hole last time. I'm going to trust Bill Mott, the Hall of Fame trainer, to make the right equipment move here. I think he'll run well, and John Hardoon talked about this horse from the Brad Cox barn before. Further ado, I don't think he's just a Keeneland horse. His works here at Churchill have been too good. And maybe, guys, he's just the fastest, best horse in the race. So we're going to find out. Renegade being on the rail, I don't know. Fletcher's record in the Derby, not exactly something you can get behind with confidence. I do think Commandment will run well and hit the board. If you're a superfecta player, he's kind of the horse I think they'll be, you know, in the top four somewhere. Not saying he'll win, but my two keys are going to be Chief Wallaby and Further Ado. Those are the two that I'm going to land on.
So I could hang up because, Bob, we agree 100%.
Well, let's say we'll sink or swim together. I'm on the other side of the fence, so whoever wins buys, right?
Absolutely.
So, well, Bob, let me ask you a little bit.
Our end of the table is going to be happy, and
we'll see.
The table is not going to be so happy tonight.
Well, that's all right. I'll just send you the bill. I'll get even. One way or the other, we're going to make it work. Bob, let me ask you real quick. We talked about the Ortiz Brothers show yesterday. How about eight wins on that Kentucky Oaks card, five by Jose and three by Irad?
Man, pretty darn impressive on the biggest stage. And, you know, I've thought it for a long time. Everyone thinks, you know, Irad is the greatest, and he's certainly right up there. Flavian Pratt, I put him up there. But I don't put Jose too far behind those guys. To me, he's right in the mix as a top three rider in the country. They don't make too many mistakes. They get run out of horses, and that was quite a show. And Flavian might have been a little bit frustrated. I think he was on horses that fired and ran second and third but just couldn't get there. So he'll try to turn the tables on them today.
And he did win the big one yesterday, so I'm sure it helped a little bit,
yeah.
You know. And watch for him today.
Yeah, a horse that had two starts for Chad Brown coming into the Kentucky Oaks kind of looks like a horse in the Derby today with two starts coming into the Kentucky Derby named Emerging Market.
Same exact situation.
An eerie pattern, isn't it?
Same exact situation.
Well, Bob, let us know what you have available online today at Bob Bike Picks and at today's Racing Digest. And with the traveling, I don't know if you're putting out a sheet for Santa Anita tomorrow, right?
Yeah, definitely not tomorrow. Today, I played the Santa Anita card. Best plays were races 5, 9, and 11. I put $154 into the late pick 5, and I also gave my Kentucky Derby betting strategy at the bottom of the sheet. For a radio player, though, let's go to race 5 at Santa Anita. It's a cowbred, first-level allowance, optional claimer, going a mile on the grass. And I'm going to try number 7 in here, Miss Practical. She did not get a fair start last time. She was held and declared a non-starter, and yet still was only 5 lengths behind at the wire behind Grand Slam Smile in a cowbred stakes. Back on Lasix today, going long for the first time. I think she might be able to clear off in this spot. And I thought Miso Fancy was a little short on that morning line at 7-5. So I'll go to the 5th race at Santa Anita, number 7, Miss Practical, 3-1 on the morning line.
That's the 5th race at Santa Anita, number 7, Miss Practical, 3-1 on the morning line. That's for Bob Ike. And Bob, I'll let you get going. You got a few things going on today. Please say hi to Dwayne Colucci and tell Jay we say hello, and we look forward to seeing you at dinner tonight.
Yeah, can't wait, guys. Let's all come with our pocket stuff tonight.
That's right, or let's have the bad beat stories. Either way, we're going to have a good time.
See you guys.
All right.
Have a good day.
Take it easy, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
I'm going to go ahead and give out my Derby pick in this first segment when we get a chance. As people jump ship from the Renegade bandwagon, I'm staying on. I'm going to ride it like the Titanic, baby. I loved the win over at the Tampa Bay at the Sam F. Davis. I thought he ran a super race winning for fun at the Arkansas Derby. Yes, he has the rail. Yes, he wears three-quarter shoes because of quarter cracks. He's been running in those. He's been running fast in those. And I think he's value at even at 5-1. I think he's value. He should be the favorite in this race. I don't think he will be at post time. I'm going to depend on our Rad Ortiz, who we talked about riding so well, to work out a trip from that rail. I'm glad he's doing it and not me. So renegade for me in the Kentucky Derby. Let's go ahead and take our first time out. When we come back, John Hardoot and I will talk to Bob Mazursky, and I'll also touch base with Bruce Finkelstein on the other side of town here in Las Vegas. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Racing fans, today is the day. It's Kentucky Derby Day. Santa Anita Park is the best place to watch and wager on all the great races today at Churchill, including the Run for the Roses. It will be the biggest Kentucky Derby party west of Kentucky. We will have a Derby Day hat contest that is free to enter with terrific prizes, a Derby buffet in our Front Runner restaurant, the Californian Vintage Motorcycle Show, a Derby barbecue picnic on the apron, which is sponsored by Surfside. I love them, especially the iced tea and vodka. That's my favorite. We will also have a family fun zone where your little jockeys can ride a pony, get on our thrilling rides, and, well, have a fun day. Plus, you can get your hands on our limited edition signature So Happy t-shirt celebrating our Santa Anita Derby winner. Special packages are available online. We have 11 big races today, and our first post for live racing is 1 p.m. here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, Farm Motors Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new addition to the 2026 breeding season, Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner Almond Joy. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980. That's 510-928-4980. And start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners' premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo, John Hardoon, my special guest here today, and let's give out our cowbred of the week, and it's got to be Pavlovian, who has entered in today's Kentucky Derby. Best of luck to Paul Redham, Doug O'Neill. Pavlovian is by Pavel out of the Bellamy Road rare Mandy's Grace, owned and bred by Redham Racing. That's Paul and Zilla Redham, trained by Doug O'Neill. Pavlovian won the Sunland Park Derby, was second by a head to Emerging Market in Louisiana Derby, already has earnings of $613,000. So great to see a cowbred competing in today's Kentucky Derby. And a reminder to those heading out to watch and wager on the races today from Churchill Downs and Santa Anita, you've got the simulcast facilities at Los Alamitos already open and wagering. The folks at the Derby Room opened early. They're ready to go. You've got in Orange County, the OC Tavern down in Orange County, and again, the Paddock on 5th in the Gaslamp District in San Diego. If you can't get out to the track and you want to play these races, lots of options today, so take advantage of them. Let's go to our next guest, and that's Bob Mazursky from today's RacingDigest.com. Bob, good morning. Happy Derby Day. Listen, I wanted to ask you, like I'm going to ask everybody else, first question, who do you like in the Derby today?
I like Further Ado. I just think he's going to get a great trip. I think he's tactical enough that he's going to be ahead of some of the other logical contenders. Johnny V's riding as well as ever. He already had a winner today on the California Shipper Out of the Woods in the second race at 12-1. I think the horse, like Bob Ike said, I'm not sure he's just a Pemberton horse. He's worked well over the Churchill Downs strip, and I just think he's going to get a good trip. And I think at some point he might get the lead, and hopefully he can hold on that final quarter of a mile.
Now, Santa Anita has the usual 1 o'clock first post time today. We got an 11-race card, so I mean, we're talking about a marathon day from dawn to dusk. The feature race is the Charlie Whittingham Stakes. That's a marathon on the grass, so I wanted you to preview that for the listeners here for the Santa Anita folks.
Well, obviously, Gold Phoenix scratched because he's running in Kentucky today, so the Padre, I think, is the deserving favorite. He's even money on the morning line, comes off a good try in his return. He rallied wide, and the horse that won Grand Orient, he got through on the inside, and I think that made the difference. The Padre showed he could handle a mile and a quarter. He won first time out over in the synthetic in Ireland in his career debut, so I think he's definitely the one to beat. Mondigo, obviously, off his race two back as a contender, and then even the SEAL team stretching out to a mile and a quarter, third off the bench. I think he'll run better today. I was a little disappointed his last ever with him, and to give him one more shot maybe to contend with his third race off the bench for Richard Mandela.
Okay, looks like the Padre, the one to beat in the Charlie Whittingham. And, Bob, we get a radio play from you, usually from Santa Anita. I don't know if you want to go there or go to Churchill Downs. Where do you want to go for your radio play?
Yeah, with all the stakes races today, I'm going to, of course, pick a race at Santa Anita that's basically the bottom of the barrel, restricted 12-5, non-winners of two lifetime. I'm going to go to number 7, Next Trick, a last-out maiden winner. I think he can come right back against this group. There's a lot of horses in here who have had many chances. I think he's going to get a great trip just stalking the pace from the outside. So number 7, Next Trick in race 4.
So that's the fourth race at Santa Anita. Number 7, Next Trick. 3-1 on the program. That's for Bob Mazursky. Bob, all of your stuff is available right now at today's Racing Digest. Wishing you best of luck on Derby Day, and we'll talk about all the bad beats and victories on our next show.
All right. Thanks a lot. Take care, and good luck to everybody.
Thanks, Bob. That was Bob Mazursky. Do we have Bruce Finkelstein? Okay, great. Well, let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein, and he is betonbruce.com. He's over on the other side of town in Las Vegas. Happy Derby Day, Bruce. How you doing?
Good morning, John and Jonathan. How's it going, fellas?
Good.
Doing great. Looking forward to seeing you at dinner tonight. We're gonna commiserate or celebrate, one or the other. But either way, we're going to get together, and I'm looking forward to that. And, again, the question of the day, Bruce, before we start anything else, who do you like in the Derby?
I'm on the John Lindo bandwagon on Renegade. I loved his race in Arkansas. And, I mean, he blasted off the last part of that race. He was actually bothered. You watch the head-on down the backstretch. It was a tactical edge, was bumping him around. He was in a little tight down the backstretch. But when he leveled off, I thought that was the best stretch run I've seen of all the prep races. Was his Arkansas Derby. I think he's going to love the added distance. And rail or no, you know, the rail's not historically the worst post position. I sent you a text early in the week on that. There's some posts that are pretty dicey. In fact, there's one post 17, get this, has never won the Kentucky Derby. So I'm not worried. We have Irad going to save some ground. He's a closer anyway. I'm hoping the trip works out for him. But, you know, when you're a closer, you could get a bad trip from any post. So I'm with you on this one, Renegade.
Bruce, I'm obviously on site here at the South Point. Have you heard, are they going to load those 19 horses now all the way down on the rail? Or are they going to move that rail out one spot with only 19 and not 20 horses in the race? Have they said anything?
I have not heard anything yet. I've been listening to the InterTrack show on and off, but I haven't heard anything yet on that.
Okay, I haven't either. If we do hear something before the end of the show, we'll mention that as well. Well, I wanted you to look at one of the races, and this is going to be a must-see TV to me, and that is the Pat Day Mile. You've got Englishman on the rail and Crude Velocity coming out for Bob Baffert. These two horses are lightning bolts. This is going to be a really fun showdown.
And, boy, the styles are a little different, too, which makes it even more exciting. I mean, Crude Velocity, I think, could turn out to be the best three-year-old, at least in California, if not the country, by the end of the year. He's been spectacular. I thought his maiden win with Trouble was the best maiden win all season at Santa Anita. He only came back and ran a 114-1 against older horses in his next race. That was just amazing. And he's got a great late style here. He can sit off the pace. Englishman is all speed. The only concern I have is that he took him a long time after an impressive maiden win back in September to come back. So he's obviously had some issues. If he gets clear, though, it's going to take a heck of a run to run him down. I think it's a match race, and I think Crude Velocity could be the better of the two. Maybe that one-turn mile, he can grind down Englishman. So it to me, it's a two-horse race, Crude Velocity to beat the number one.
Looking forward to that matchup, and that, again, is in the Pat Day Mile on the Churchill Downs card. Bruce, we usually get a couple of selections from you. I know you've done the work at Churchill Downs. I think we all have. So did you want to go out of state there for your first radio play?
Yeah, let's go. I'm not going to give you a real exciting play here on the morning line. Let's go to the race before the Derby. That's the Turf Classic going a mile and an eighth on the grass. And that's the key, a mile and an eighth for the number six horse, Rhetorical. Let's watch it. Talk about its last couple of races in the Breeders' Cup. I thought Irad moved way too early into a hot pace and maybe got spent that day. He's more of a kind of a steady-going horse. He comes off the layoff. He's stuck inside. Zulu Kingdom gets everything his own way. He was not necessarily a front runner. I thought he was in kind of an uncomfortable spot. He ran evenly. I think he's going to go better for a couple of reasons. I think the mile and an eighth might be more suitable for his kind of stalking, grinding style, and I like him drawn outside the speed today. He's not going to make the lead. He'll probably lay maybe second or third in this race. I think this is an up-and-coming superstar trainer in William Walden. I think he's going to be at his best today. He's 5-2 on the line. I expect we'll get every nickel of that. So race 11, I like the morning line favorite, the 6, Rhetorical.
That's race number 11, Rhetorical. And let me get the morning line here on Rhetorical. He is 5-2, number 6 on the program, race 11 at Churchill Downs. And let's get a California pick from Bruce, too. Who do you like at Santa Anita, Bruce?
All right, Bob Ike, I hope he doesn't throw like a dinner roll at me. I'm going up against Bob. I'm sorry, Bob. In the fifth race, I really like the turnaround on the two-horse, Pure Chaos, who switched barns, got back to routing. He was in the middle of the pack, and he won for fun with the underrated Armando Ayuso aboard. Looked so fresh at the end of that race. I think she's maybe figured things out. She tries, you know, allowance horses a little bit better. But off of that, just visual and improvement last time out, I got to go right back. So race 5, and the race also produced a couple of next out winners to boot. So in race 5, number 2, Pure Chaos at 6-1 on the morning line.
So that's Pure Chaos, 6-1 on the program, number 2 in race 5 at Santa Anita. Again, all of Bruce's selections available at betonbruce.com. Bruce, enjoy the Derby day. Better yet, looking forward to seeing you and the wifey tonight.
It'll be fun. Have a great day, you guys. Take
care. Thanks.
That was Bruce Finkelstein. Let's go ahead and take our next break. When we come back, John and I are going to talk a little bit about some of these scratches and what's going on at Churchill Downs. And we got to get a radio play or two from John here as well. So Thoroughbred LA right here, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
Radio. AM 830. Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Coming up at Los Alamitos is our first Futurity final on Sunday, May 10th. It's the Grade 2 Robert A. Dare Kindergarten Futurity, featuring a cast of undefeated juveniles, led by fastest qualifier Contentious, plus the unbeaten Monday Dynasty, Cyber Eyes, and Jack A. 10 top two-year-olds will face off in the kindergarten final. Plus, night racing's best bets are here, the early and late pick four, and the traditional pick six. Remember, we add 10,000 to the pool if we don't have a carryover. The total pick six pool on April 19th was nearly 140,000. And racing fans, make your reservations today for the Kentucky Derby simulcast program. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Great tables are still available. Gates will open at 7 a.m. or on Derby Day, join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Don't miss our first quarter horse Futurity final, the kindergarten, on Sunday, May 10th.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo, sitting here with John Hardoon. And John, we get to talk a little bit now. And one of the stories that has been going on for the Derby throughout the week have been these regulatory vet scratches. It's been like one a day.
And one a day would be okay.
That's optimistic, right? That and we don't have a full field. We have 19 instead of 20. You have a maiden in the Kentucky Derby due to all these scratches. And it was interesting. Right to Party was scratched yesterday, a regulatory vet scratch for trainer Kenny McPeak. And he's had his battles with the reg vets, including at the Breeders' Cup. And he's just about had it. And he was very blunt in what he said about Right to Party.
What I like about McPeak is that he's honest. He's one of the few trainers that's not afraid to talk up, and rightfully so. He's got owners that put millions of dollars into the game, and he's got to worry about, you know, vets. A guy that sees the horse for the first time. These trainers live with these horses 24/7. They know their quirks. They know everything about them. To have a guy come in and say, you're scratched, well, that just doesn't seem right. It's not fair to the owners. It's not fair to the trainers. You know, people spend all kinds of money going out to the Kentucky Derby. They bring people with them, and they spend a ton of money. And then you have some guy come and say, no good, you're out.
Yeah.
Well, that just seems like a little too much power. It really does.
Well, some of the quotes he had mentioned, he says, quote, we're in the age of analysis paralysis, and... You know, he also said, I don't know how to do this anymore. you know, he won the Kentucky Oaks Kentucky Derby 2 years ago. He said, under the climate, I don't know how to do it. I can't wait to retire. I would quit today and feel okay about it. It's just not fun anymore. And I think those are pretty accurate statements.
And he said the Derby will soon be run in a jug. That's what he said. It will soon be run in a jug. So if that doesn't answer all your questions, what does? And this is a, you know, this is a longtime trainer that's got an impeccable reputation.
Right.
You never see him with positives. You never see, you know, he's a hay and oats guy.
Yeah.
And he does a terrific job. And he's got a great eye for horses, too, because he's had a lot of success at the sales.
Right.
So for a guy like that to stand up, you should pay attention, and the people in charge should really pay attention because he knows what he's talking about.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit more about the gambling aspect here. Let's get back into that. Now, you know, I know we were going to ask you, who do you like in the Derby? You already kind of pre-mentioned it, but let's confirm that, who you like in the Derby in this segment.
Well, I was actually between the same two horses that Bob Ike liked. I liked Chief Wallaby, and I liked Further Ado. I gave the edge to Chief Wallaby. He's lightly raced. He's never done anything wrong. You know, people are concerned, well, he's making a blinker change. Well, my only happens to be 29% stretching out and putting blinkers on for the first time. If it was another trainer, I may have some concern, but Mott is just too sharp, and he's really very, very good. Look at the job he did with Baeza, who ran yesterday. How good was that horse? And that's another story for another time, because that horse should have been declared a non-starter.
We'll talk about that when we have a little bit more time. Yeah, but, yeah, you're right. The fact that he wasn't running for purse money only to protect the horse players after what happened.
Protected. No one sticks up for the players.
Yeah, it's
sad. I mean, they got totally screwed. And, you know, in this day and age when you have cameras all over the place, nothing gets past anybody.
No, there are no secrets.
You could see the starter holding on to Baez's bridle or bit, whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
And he just, you know, it was just a bad deal for everybody involved. You know, I have the utmost respect for Mott. He would not be running in the Derby. He's not one of these trainers that'll listen to the owner, and where the owner insists on him running if the trainer doesn't want to. If Mott doesn't want to run and you want to run, well, he'll tell you, take your horse, go to another
barn. That's right. See you later.
Because I don't have time for this. And he puts the horse first. We saw it last year with Sovereignty.
Yeah.
You know, he could have run in the Preakness, but he opted to pass it. He was more interested in the horse. So the fact that he's running, I think, means something.
Well, let's talk a little bit about who is running today. We've got the American Turf, and I know that's a race that you like today at Churchill Downs. A good field that's race number 9, a field of 13 after the scratch. Kenny McPeak scratches horse, right? What was the name of that horse? Blackout Time.
Correct.
So he said, well, enough then. The heck with it. So got a field of 13 in here, and you like somebody in this race.
I do. I like the number 7 horse in here, Alpiland, I guess.
Yeah, Alpiland.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 3-year-old gelding from the Mark Cassie barn. Javier Castellano aboard to ride. This horse is getting good at the right time. He's an improving 3-year-old. He's 4-for-8 lifetime. A generous 8-to-1 on the morning line. I like number 7, Alpiland, to win this year's American Turf.
So that's the 9th race at Churchill. Alpiland, number 7 on the program, a nice 8-to-1. Again, 9th race at Churchill Downs. And we get another play from you. I don't know if you want to go to New York, California. What do you have in mind?
We're going to go to Santa Anita and look at race number 6. And everybody knows the morning lines there just have not been right. And I think they made a mistake here as well, John. In the 6th race today, number 2, Mimetic, 20-to-1 on the morning line. That's just a crazy price for this horse. It's a short field of 7. I don't think you'll get anywhere near that price, but I'm willing to take 5 or 6 to 1. I like number 2, Mimetic, to win today's 6th race out at Santa Anita.
Race number 6 at Santa Anita, number 2, Mimetic, listed at 20-to-1. Don't expect. All right, what's the number that you would accept?
I said 5 or 6.
5 to 6 to 1. Okay, yeah. That's what we're actually looking for on number 2, Mimetic, race number 6 at Santa Anita. Let's go ahead and touch base with Scott Shapiro, who's done just a ton of work on the Churchill Downs card. I've been watching his stuff all week. Scott, good morning. Happy Derby Day.
Happy Derby Day to you guys, too. Grade 1 competition, literally, for me right now.
Listen, we can all drop and win. It's when you take on the best that you show your best stuff. So that's why we're doing it. You're sharp and ready to go.
Sorry. I don't know if you guys are behind me. All right. How we doing? Having fun out there?
Oh, having a ball. You should see the size of this ballroom. I think there's 900 seats here, and most of these tables are already in use. Yeah, South Point Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Chris, by the way, Chris Andrews said to say hello. I saw Chris.
That's awesome. Yeah. Nobody gets it more than those guys, especially Chris.
No,
so, yeah.
They're the best.
They're player-friendly, yeah. And that's what you want, you know, in a day and age when the players don't always get a fair shake. Well, the South Point gives them more than a fair shake.
I know. Well, Scott, I wish it was a thing when I was in Vegas, when I was going to Vegas so often. Anyway, sorry to ask.
That's all right. No, when you're coming this way, let me know. We'll all get together out here.
Sounds good.
All right, well, let's talk a little horse racing. The Old Forester Turf Classic is the race before the Kentucky Derby. And to me, it's kind of a mixed bag of horses. I needed a little help, so I was going to ask you to preview the Old Forester.
Yeah, tough race this year. I wouldn't say it's the strongest version of the race we've seen. I kind of side with where Bruce was going with the favorite. Rhetorical, but the thing to me about Rhetorical is the distance and the price is a little, both makes it concerning. You know, a mile and an eighth is a question. I think he's going to get the right trip. I think he's the best horse, but is Rhetorical, going to be able to get that 9 furlong? So I don't know. Program Trading, I think, is the lesser of the two Chad Brown horses if they stick with the morning line. Asbury Park has a lot to overcome coming off the break. And, getting a field like this, but it also tells you a lot that Chad Brown is running this horse in this spot and Flavian Pratt is aboard instead of on Program Trading. This horse is either going to have a good year or he's going to run huge today because to throw them into this spot. So those are my top two in here. I wish I was a little more creative. There's not a ton of pace. Torkel's going to probably be on the leader close. But, those are my top two, Rhetorical and Asbury Park, but not a race I'm real excited about betting compared to others.
Well, before
like
we do get a race.
Result,
yeah.
Yeah, I hit that. That was good.
Yeah, well, yeah, unofficial results right here of the Derby City Distaff. Number 6, Our Disaster, upsets the two Bob Baffert horses, Splendora and Usha, and Ways and Means. Ways and Means second, Usha third. So an upset there in the Derby City Distaff. Scott, before we get your official radio play, we got to ask you, like everybody else, who do you like in the Derby?
Yeah, I think I just followed up. But, I hope we're right on this show. I am completely on the same camp where I'm pretty torn between Chief Wallaby and Further Ado as the high upside win horse in here, and Commandment, I think, is going to run his race. I think he's going to get the mile and a quarter, but I don't think he's going to be the best horse on the day. So, to me, I went with Chief Wallaby. I think he's going to be a slightly better price. I've always thought this horse looked like a real horse. And, they're all real horses, but he had a different look to him from start one. I think the trip in the third in the Florida Derby was a little bit underrated in terms of his age. Gone a mile and an eighth off two big wins, two other good horses. I think he's set up for a big run. And like John said, I think blinkers on about with 98% or more horses, I would take as a negative. But the way he's training and he's doing it, I'm not going to let it talk me off the horse. So I'm Chief Wallaby, Further Ado, Commandment this year. I had Renegade as the top horse coming in. I think he's going to be last or close to it early. It's a lot to overcome at a pretty short price. So I think it's a top-heavy Derby this year.
Yeah, I agree with both of you guys. I see an equipment change in a race like the Kentucky Derby. That kind of tells me, well, maybe I have an unfinished product, and I'm guessing. But when you talk about Bill Mott, there isn't a whole lot of guessing going on. He tends to know what he's doing, and I give a guy like that the benefit of the doubt a lot more than I would most trainers. So,
not only that, but the last race may have been like an educational race for him.
Kind of like the Florida Derby for Sovereignty.
Exactly. Yeah. I think he wanted to get something out of the race and try to figure it out. And apparently he figured he needed the blinkers, and he knows, again, he knows what he's doing. Scott, you're 100% right.
I hope so.
Well, wait, wait.
I hope so, John.
Well, we need him to be 100% right one more time because I'm going to get an official radio play for him. So, fire away one more time. Scott, who's your radio play today?
Race 5, the Turf Sprint. So the next race, we had a wire drop here on the main track. I think Joe Scheisse has a big chance to wire this field coming up. Outside of the course, slightly better than on the turf. I don't know if you want to be coming up the rail. That's the one thing I know that's not maybe ideal. So I'm okay with outside horses today. Joe Shiesty, the 10 horse, ran really well in the Shaker County. Third off the layoff. I think he can make the lone lead. He tried a lot harder than it looks on paper, and he's run well over this course. So we'll go with number 10, Joe Shiesty, in the upcoming race 5, the Turf Sprint at Churchill, 6-1 on the line.
That's race number 5 at Churchill coming up about a little bit after 10 o'clock our time out here. Number 10, Joe Shiesty, 6-1, race 5 at Churchill Downs for Scott Shapiro. Scott, good work on all the information you provided at ExpressBet. I appreciate what you do, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
I appreciate what you guys do. Great to talk to you, John.
You too, Scott. Thank you.
Enjoy yourselves out there, guys. Make some money and eat well for them.
You know what? We can do that.
I know you can.
All right, Scott, be good.
Have a good one.
That was Scott Shapiro. These guys do a good job. They top to bottom, they're prepared, they do their work.
And they bet their money.
They go to the windows.
Exactly.
Right.
We don't come on here and just give out horses. We put our work up front.
Well, we're sitting next to the windows for a reason.
I see you reaching over there pretty good there, John.
Well, okay, let's go ahead and take our final break, and we'll have a few extra minutes to talk to Toby Callett and also talk to Michael Rohn about what's going on at Los Alamitos tonight after the long derby day. So we'll get in touch with those guys when we come back here on Thoroughbred LA, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
All your life you had to stand in line.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Racing fans, today is the day. It's Kentucky Derby Day. Santa Anita Park is the best place to watch and wager on all the great races today at Churchill, including the Run for the Roses. It will be the biggest Kentucky Derby party west of Kentucky. We will have a Derby Day hat contest that is free to enter with terrific prizes, a Derby buffet in our Front Runner restaurant, the Californian Vintage Motorcycle Show, a Derby barbecue picnic on the apron, which is sponsored by Surfside. I love them, especially the iced tea and vodka. That's my favorite. We will also have a family fun zone where your little jockeys can ride a pony, get on our thrilling rides, and well, have a fun day. Plus, you can get your hands on our limited edition signature So Happy t-shirt celebrating our Santa Anita Derby winner. Special packages are available online. We have 11 big races today, and our first post for live racing is 1 p.m. here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Developed by Horsemen, Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at Horsebills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice is sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer.
Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
And welcome back to the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo, sitting here with John Hardoon at the South Point Hotel. The exhibit hall will be open all day, watching and wagering for the Kentucky Derby. Come on out, free admission, free parking, and have a little lunch, bet the Derby. Let's see if we can cash some tickets. Want to remind breeders out there, it's still breeding season, and if you haven't lined up a stallion for your mare, you should consider Legacy Ranch. Clubhouse Ride is on a roll right now. You see a lot of his offspring doing good things at Santa Anita. They've got the first crop of Forbidden Kingdom hitting the ground. The Om, who's getting a lot of good turf sprinters. It's a good group of stallions. Call Terry Knight up there. He's the farm trainer and manager, 510-928-4980. Get your mare booked to Legacy Ranch Stallions, Forbidden Kingdom, Om, and Clubhouse Ride. Let's go ahead and bring in our next guest. We'll head down to South Florida, Toby Callett. And, Toby, we saw a lot of good prep races down in Florida for this Derby today. And I'm interested in your opinion. And like we've asked everybody else, first thing we have to ask you, Toby, who do you like in the Derby?
Well, you listened to Mike's show last week. I said there ought to be an investigation if Further Ado doesn't win. you know, that was more for smiles and chuckles than in earnest. I use certain barometers. As you know, years back, I spent the spring meet at Keeneland. I go over to Churchill and Clock. And all the preps on different racetracks and stuff, they matter. But in the more recent years, I pay very little attention to that. I look to the workouts because we are able to watch them on video. The one thing I remember with Barbara, I was there live at Keeneland. He worked 7 furlongs. His work was actually a mile and 5/8, and I wrote in the Louisville Courier-Journal then the workout reports. I called him a man against boys. Last year, Sovereignty came out of what we knew was just a prep in Florida. He trained over the track at Churchill like a beast. Well, it's very easy to say, well, Further Ado loves Keeneland, and maybe knows where he leaves his best races. As a 2-year-old, he ran a pretty good race in the Jockey Club. At Churchill. He's come out of the race at Keeneland. He looks like a beast. He looks to me like he's really gotten his act together. And, like in the Tampa Bay Derby, that was just a stepping stone for him. I think he's coming to the race with all the credentials. The other thing is, I was the pedigree analyst at Calder for 17 years. Pedigree means a whole lot to me. And if you go back in the maternal line of Further Ado, his great-grandmother was Beautiful Pleasure. She won the personal Lenson twice and the second as a 6-year-old. That race is at a mile and a quarter. She was a full sister to a great horse that was based at Calder by the name of Mickey, who won all over the globe, so on all surfaces. So to me, this horse has all the credentials. He looks like the now horse. I think the others are running for the belly.
All right. Well, we definitely know who you like. Further Ado is the horse for Toby Callett. Toby, it looks like you've got good conditions at Gulfstream Park today. It looks like fast and firm. So one good thing sitting here in the race book, we got them all here on the big screen. So give me something I can play at Gulfstream Park and cash and make some money today.
Interesting race. And today's 6th. It's a mile for 3-year-old fillies on the grass. And we have riders coming in. I like the one that Vincent Chaminade is going to ride, and that's the 6th Baraka. Safi Joseph has 3 in here. I think he's going to be in the frame with all of them. The 2 Spirits All, the 7 Lena, and the 1, R's full of cash, to get the job done. It's 6271. I hope you guys have fun out there playing the horses.
So 6 race today at Gulfstream Park, number 6, Baraka, and that's 12-1 on the program. That works for us. The 6 over the 271 for Toby Kellett. Toby, best of luck. Enjoy the Derby, and we will talk to you next Saturday.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys. Good luck.
That was Toby Kellett. Our final guest, as usual, our cleanup hitter, Michael Rona from Los Alamitos. And, Michael, Los Alamitos has a rooting interest in the Kentucky Derby. The Los Alamitos fraternity is in the race.
Yeah, litmus test. I don't think he is another journalism who came through the Los Al Futurity the previous year for a stellar three-year-old campaign. Ironically, one day after litmus test won the Los Al Futurity, Pavlovian finished fourth in a state-bred stakes race, the King Glorious, on the 14th of December. But I like this horse, Pavlovian, for the Kentucky Derby. John, I love his progression since that off-the-board finish at Los Al. And I think he's got a legitimate chance as a huge long shot. So he actually is my play in the Derby. That's a Los Al angle that's a little more obscure than litmus test. But the odds are better.
Well, yeah, I like that, Michael. And it's just amazing, too, the number of horses produced that have competed and trained at Los Alamitos that show up in these Triple Crown races year after year. It's a heck of a record.
It is. It is quite remarkable. And I was just so intrigued by Doug O'Neill's interview before and after the Sunland Derby. He was very enthusiastic about Pavlovian's capacity to stay all day. And Edward Maldonado said he was really strong through and past the wire in the Louisiana Derby. So I'm on board. I think he'll get a nice trip, and I think he'll run a race.
So Pavlovian's going to light up the board for Michael Rowe. If he does, we know who's buying the adult beverages tonight, Michael.
It would be my pleasure.
Well, let's talk a little bit about tonight. You've got the La Pacifica as the feature race tonight under the lights of Los Alamitos.
Yeah, 350 yards for three-year-old fillies. We have 4 fillies exiting the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks last start. Rustical Knockout, number 2, was a close third as favorite in the Oaks, and she is Ed Burgard's morning line favorite for La Pacifica tonight from gate number 2. Walk When I Walk, number 7, is the second pick on the morning line at 3-1. She actually qualified for the Oaks, but did not make the field for the final, but she's had a gate work since. So they are the top 2 in a very strong competitive 3-year-old filly stake. Tomorrow night, there is a stakes race for the older fillies and mares featuring the 4-year-old debut of the reigning California Horse of the Year, Shaken Going On. And her trainer Eddie Willis and jockey Justine Klaber have the favorite in tonight's stakes race, Rustical Knockout. So Willis and Klaber could be poised for a very big stakes weekend at Los Al.
Well, Michael, what time does you guys start tonight, first post time, and let's get a radio play tonight at Los Alamitos?
Later than usual, which is not surprising, 6:50 for the first of 8 races on the card. I'm looking at race 2 for the radio play. It's a 350-yard maiden for 3-year-olds and up. And number 4, Went to London, has been on my watch list since debuting. She's had some dreadful luck, some huge gallop outs. She had 1 start this season. She's a 3-year-old filly. She was knocked silly out of the gate. And I've been waiting for a 350 maiden, and here we are. So number 4, Went to London. With any early luck, I think can get the job done for us at 5-2 on Mr. Burgard's morning line, race 2, number 4.
Number 2, race 2 at Los Alamitos, number 4, Went to London, 5-2 on the program. That's for Michael Rona. Michael, best of luck. Enjoy all the simulcasting today, and we'll be listening to your voice tonight in the race book at the South Point. So give us a shout-out, and we'll cash your ticket in the second race for you.
Best of luck to you today, John, and to everybody on Kentucky Derby Day.
Thanks so much, Michael. John, I want to thank you for sitting in with me here. And we're going to wander from hang a left here to the wagering windows and make some damage done. Thanks, everybody, for listening on Derby J. Enjoy it. Let's get the horses back safe and sound from this today. And we will be talking about, I guess, a Preakness preview next Saturday. Yeah. So for all of you, best of luck at the races. Cash some tickets and enjoy the Derby broadcast. This is John Little of Thoroughbred LA. Talk to you next Saturday. The SoCal Restaurant Show coming up next here on AM 830 KLAA.